It's 88.5 KCSN. Emily Armstrong joins us. She, of course, is from Dead Sara and performing tonight at the Fleetwood Mac Fest. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming out. First of all, tell us, how was last night? There were two nights, one last night at the Fauna, one tonight. How was night one?
Very fun. And it was kind of, it just escalated, I think, at the end, and it just kind of came a free-for-all, you know, and you could tell that everybody was participating, the crowd and everything, and it was great energy, you know.
Do you, when you were approached, are you a Fleetwood Mac fan at heart?
Fleetwood Mac fan.
Do tell.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our band name.
Right.
For one, Dead Sara comes from a Fleetwood Mac song, Sara.
Right.
And
that's a qualifier.
So Dead was just a misheard lyric in it from Susie and I, Susie being the guitar player, and we just thought it said Dead Sara. So, you know, I mean, we used to listen to Fleetwood Mac a lot, and we don't know
like
how
so
that
many
name
so many request stuck. Line, you know, mistakes we get when people say, hey, could you play, you know.
Yeah.
So I could hear how that happened. So clearly, big fan, I mean.
Yeah, and I mean, I learned to sing listening to Stevie. That was like the pinnacle, like, okay, this is, if I want to learn how to sing, I was like 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I learned to sing, was like mocking other singers, and she was the first one that I did it. So it means a lot to me, you know, to go up there and do it and be a part of this. It's just, it's hard to explain. Really.
Well, no,
it's really cool. I mean, it's as close as I can get to Fleetwood Mac, you know, and then karaoke, you know.
How did you discover Fleetwood Mac? Was it an older brother? I mean, you know.
It was actually funny. I'm sitting here thinking, going, how did I? And I remember I was at a boarding school at the time, and somebody was throwing out the greatest hits of Fleetwood Mac. It was a CD. And, I didn't really have money to go get CDs and stuff. And literally, they threw it in the hall, like, just getting rid of stuff. And I was like, no, what? And I picked it up, and I was like, I want stuff to listen to. And I remember it had so many scratches on it, and I just listened to it. There was only, you know, so many songs I can listen to it without skipping. But I was like, this is awesome. This is great. And I think there were just people that were just done with it, you know. But I think from there I was just like, this is it. This is, you know, there's something about this era. And then I just dove head in. I mean, it was just, you know, and then I, of course, was talking to my parents about it. And my mom was like, absolutely, are you kidding me? And that's like, you know, 70s is her jam. And she just started buying me records. We'd go to Amoeba. And we would just go down that, you know, and that was my, like, musical education was the buying these records.
The family,
you know?
That rocks together.
Yeah, you know, like, I'd get Neil Young, and she would just, like, refer a lot of...
Hey, if mom's springing for it,
yeah.
You were in.
Yeah.
That was your version of, you know, the one you got at boarding school was your version of a Desert Island disc. I mean, you know, if you only had a few things, man, you were going to hang on to them.
Yeah. See what I mean?
And you made the most of it. Now, ironically, the band's name comes from a later album with Tusk. So, you know, it all comes together, you're following and love for.
Mm-hmm.
What song are you performing? When you perform at the Fleetwood Mac Fest?
Edge of 17. Not a Fleetwood Mac song, but nobody cares.
But you, there's a chance for you to throw full Stevie Throttle.
Absolutely.
And any butterflies? When yeah?
I'm peeing my pants.
In the wind, in the web, that is my own. I begin.
Spend some time with us without inquiring minds wanting to know about Dead Sara. And I know you went to Europe in December, right? January, December?
Yeah, yeah.
And
we did a few shows.
I'm just, you know, we're always eager for more Dead Sara music. Is there a game plan, or are people taking breaks, or what's going on?
Oh, no. I mean, We've got a lot to do. I mean, yeah, we're doing a lot of writing right now. It's going very well. I mean, we signed with Elektra, so having to go through, you know, the major game now is different. I mean, the first two records that we've done have been on our own.
Right.
And we decided to go with Elektra because our good friend has been there for a while, A&R.
Right.
And so and we got a great manager as well. So I think things finally lined up where it's, we could play the game now and know that we could still be integral about
right.
our music. And it's finally feeling that way. So as we're writing these songs, they're giving us a little bit more of a, it could be better, which is great. You know, it's like, whereas before it's like, oh, this sounds amazing.
Right.
Let's go with it. You know, it's got energy. So this time it's like, we're really, really like, you know, we have a mindset. Don't care.
Fleetwood Mac Fest tonight. Mm-hmm. You're going to be performing. It's at the Fonda. Great cause. Sweet Relief and Sweet Stuff Foundation. They really do care about providing health care to musicians, offering financial support to musicians who are in need. It's something that is a necessary thing in a world in which understanding that musical artists need to earn a living and need to live in order to create. And something that we always at KCSN put first and foremost in our mission. We applaud you for taking part in the festival tonight. And we are, we are chomping at the bit, hoping that we get some new Dead Sarah music. Will you give us a heads up when you think it's starting to become soup, when you feel like it's getting close?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We wish you the best of luck tonight. Hit those high notes.
No. Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here.
All right. It's Emily Armstrong from Dead Sarah, of course, performing tonight at the Fleetwood Mac Fest at the Fonda and here live on 88.5 KCSN.